We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
News team, assemble!
All right, it's Jay Stu. I'm here with Sarah.
Hello.
And lo and behold, it's time for another Niagara Falls Comic Con 2016.
Yay!
It's Sarah's first year here with me as our photographer, so thank you for that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And holy crap, we got passes for the whole weekend this time.
I'm shocked. I should have been sitting down for that news, actually.
Yeah. Much like last year, we're going to do a diary every day here of our time here. We'll see how things go. We already walked in. We walked by Gail Simone. She's here.
Yes.
We definitely have a Chris Claremont interview lined up for Sunday.
Which I'm very excited about.
Guy created like half the X-Men and the movies. There's at least something from his comics in every one of the movies.
I have to find my X-Men comic book and have him sign it. If he helped write it, I hope.
Oh, if it's from the last 20 years, there's probably a good chance.
Okay, cool.
Lucky for us, right now, we're standing at the booth of our good friend Alfonso.
From
Studio Comics. Say hi, Alfonso.
Hi.
I thought you were going to go, hi, Alfonso.
Hi, Alfonso.
I was about to say, are you shy for the first time ever?
Yes. A little bit, maybe.
We'll actually be doing a full-on interview with Alfonso later on in the weekend. What number is that, 26?
20? No,
like
we're 20...
22?
23.
Ooh.
Yay.
Oh, okay. We're almost at a, like, that's pretty good.
24 hours with Alfonso. Can you believe that?
Yeah, we could have our own.
Oh,
Alfonso.
We should do that, like an Alfonso-thon. A whole.
You know what? I might do that. Maybe when Cambridge, comes up, I'll play a new Alfonso interview every hour.
You know what? Yeah, we'll do 24 interviews, and then at Cambridge, you'll play one every hour for 24 hours, and then we'll have a whole day Alfonso-thon.
Yeah.
You know what? Alfonso will listen to every single one.
Oh, he will. by the way, say hello, Kiara Cons.
Hello, Kiara Cons.
I knew that.
You are hilarious, young lady. And you, sir, I just want to say, you have a prime location here this year, man.
Well, I have the good luck to be sitting down. Our table is located just across Fernando Ruiz and Dan Pattern, so then I can see them all weekend long.
Almost famous. Yeah, and Vinny's beside you. And
yeah, Vinny. We'll have me beside. So this is pretty fun.
It's a good road, like right in the main road, too.
Yes, I love it.
That's good.
The guys from the show, they always do a good, really good job. Yeah.
Definitely. Are you excited to see anyone here this weekend?
You know what? I'm excited to see all my good people. They come back here every year. I mean, for the celebrity part, I haven't really had the chance to see who are lining up, but
yeah.
I might just later on walk over there to see, try to sneak over there and say hi to someone over there. But
gonna try to meet Chris Claremont?
No.
No?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Fair enough.
But I was, this is a fun, not a fun story. I was with, kind of like a fun story. I was with Carlos from Gotham Central. I went to say hi and like, hey, Carlos, how are you? And all the stuff. And then Carlos is like, good, good. And he turns around and he told me, hey, you see that guy? That guy is a star. He is one of the best. And I turn around to Carlos and I say like, no, I am the best. wait. So then he's like, no, man. Do you know who this guy is? I'm like, no. Then the guy turns around, flips, and walks to Carlos, and he's like, hey, nice to see you again, Mr. Joe Cusco.
Oh.
I'm like, oh, really? So like, well, you don't know. So like, well, I know the name, but I don't know the face.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, that's Joe Cusco. So like, oh, well, my apologies. I didn't mean to say it like that. Joe Cusco. He's like, yeah, no. And so we chat a little bit. We have a little bit of a laugh time over there. But yeah, I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I'm not better than Joe Cusco.
Nice. There's Leatherface. I think it's David McAllister.
Hello.
How's it going, David McAllister?
You look fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic Leatherface, man.
Can you hold that for a second? I'm going to take
Sarah's going to take a picture of David.
Oh, thank you.
That was good.
Yeah.
And then we have...
Vinny, right here, chilling.
You know what? Hi, Vinny. How's it going? Vinny is here, and your new comic finally came out.
Number four. In my hand.
Nice. Proud moment for you, sir. I know it's been a while.
Nothing's better than getting a stack of fresh new comics that you had a huge hand in creating.
Yeah, definitely. Well, good work, man. Like, good work, my friend.
Thanks. Got a new Spider-Man poster that
I saw that. That's really, really awesome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Nice. And you're right beside Alfonso this year, which is awesome.
Upon request, and across the street from Archie Comics over there.
Yeah.
That's what inspired me to do comics in the first place, was reading those comic books right there. So seeing that art across from us just makes me smile.
Yeah, and he's got some interesting crossovers. Archie Predator is one I was looking at.
I'm looking at The Last Supper with all different characters and Jughead right in the middle. It's got Homer Simpson, it's got Wimpy and Popeye, it's got so many different, it's got like Dagwood, it's got all sorts of different little like comic characters from different genres, and then Jughead right in the middle. I think I'm scooping that one up.
Right up on the second row there is a picture of the Archie gang as the Back to the Future gang, which
I'm grabbing
fantastic.
That one too. It's got the original old Betsy behind him too. I said I've got to grab that this weekend.
That's fantastic.
It's got some Star Wars, Star Trek prints too, it looks like.
Yeah, yeah. Archie, and you guys, just telling Alfonso, you guys are in a fantastic location this year, man.
We are. Well, it's nice to see they're treating us good. Like, I'm a local Niagara Falls artist, and I think they're treating us very well. And with Alfonso right next to me, it's kind of like the whole family is extending.
No, they're treating us all very well this year, actually.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah.
Royalty.
Yeah.
I like it.
Me too, sir.
I like it.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on our little diary that we're doing this weekend. That's what we're doing right now.
I'm happy to be on it.
Nice. We'll be back around many times this weekend. But good seeing you again, man.
You as well, Jason.
And good seeing you as well, Alfonso.
Yay! Always a pleasure to be on We Got the Geek.
Thanks. I hope you guys have a great weekend here.
Thanks. You as well.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
All right, so day one has ended.
Thank goodness, yay!
We had a fantastic day. We landed an interview with Tom Wopat.
Was awesome.
Which, very nice guy, by the way.
Very nice. Call me sweetheart.
And darling.
And darling.
Yeah, Miss Hyde Cosplay hiding in the background. Hi, guys.
Yeah, Miss Hyde Cosplay is here as we're walking away from the building on day one. How was your day one?
Oh, it was awesome. I was hanging out with Cosplay for a Cure today. I was helping with pictures and all that kind of stuff, raising money for not an amazing cause, but I mean, breast cancer awareness and all of that. The money is going towards a good cause to help with that kind of stuff.
Oh, definitely. That's a great cause. We love those guys, man.
They're awesome to work with. I've had so much fun at the booth, dressed as Enchantress today, one of my fun ones. But I had to behave myself because of signing people up for the cosplay contest, and I'm actually judging that tomorrow.
Oh, right on.
So
that's pretty awesome.
Miss High Cosplay has kind of come from last year with you guys, just meeting you, to judging the cosplay contest this year.
So, you know, tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of me not knowing who you were.
Yes, because you saw me in my Harley and went, do I know you? No, not at all. It's okay. To a year later, to all of us being friends and hanging out and doing all kinds of interviews.
Yeah, for sure. Sarah, this is your first. Well, you've been to Niagara Falls Comic Con before, but what's it like being here with the media this year?
It's really cool. A little different. Different start to the day instead of, you know, the regular, commoner kind of entrance. You go, I'm with media, and you go, okay, go this way. It was neat.
Now, I'll mention this. We got to meet Joey Lauren Adams from the Kevin Smith movies, Chasing Amy and all that.
She's very nice.
Very nice lady. She had some sort of a contract where she couldn't be interviewed.
Right.
But she was nice. She was cool to us.
Yeah.
Didn't make us buy something to talk to her.
Nope.
So I think we're going to try for a couple other celebrities this weekend.
How about meeting Gail Simone, too?
That was cool. I got Red Sonja, and I got it signed, and I'm happy.
Talked to us for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Very nice lady.
I missed that.
Very awesome comic, right? She did a cool run of Wonder Woman a few years ago. And
nice.
She talked to us a long time.
Where's my car?
We can't find her car. Anyhow.
Day one.
That was our day one.
Us not finding the car.
Day two. Watch. Don't get hit by a car.
Okay. Thank you.
So we look forward to day two, and we'll probably spend a lot of it in the Artist Alley.
There's a day two?
There's a day three, too.
And a day three. Oh, dear Lord, you're trying to
Well, day three, the
day
great...
Day two, what are you doing?
Day three, the great agent Daryl will be with us, and we've actually landed that Chris Claremont interview as well.
That I'm really looking forward to. I have to find my comics to see if any of them were written by him.
You know what? And here's a promise from me to you. If we don't find those comics, I'm sure we can go through the old bins here tomorrow, and I will find you something to get signed.
Yay! I'm happy.
All right.
I'm happy. You do love me.
I do love you. Anyhow, we're going to sign off for the day. And
we can find my car.
We can find your car. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all on day two.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek comic book needs.
Yeah. All right, we're back at Niagara Falls Comic Con, day two of our adventure. I'm here with the mighty Sarah.
Hi, and welcome to day two.
And we're happy to be here again with the lovely and talented Kira Kanz.
Lovely, talented. You're so sweet. Oh, gosh.
How early did you guys get here today?
7:30.
Oh, okay. Ouch.
Yeah, K-Spoo was telling me you guys were super early.
Yeah, did you see the interview I got with him? The Spenny? Did you see
no.
that picture?
Oh, no.
Oh, it was just me talking to one of his like cardboard heads.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah. Oh, I missed that.
I'm like, oh, you missed out. If you were here at 7:30, you would have been able to talk to this cardboard face. It's great.
Well, that's next on our list after Tom Wopat.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. Cardboard face is
it's up there.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get some more interviews and segments today.
Hopefully. We're looking forward to just looking around the con today.
Spent some time in Artist Alley, finally.
Yes. Notice I'm thrilled about that.
You don't sound thrilled about that?
I am, but I'm not. I mean, they're cool. Artist Alley is really cool. The artists are all so talented and everything. But I also want to really spend time looking at some of the other vendors.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. See, we also have tomorrow.
The way you said it was like, hey, Artist Alley, all day. And I was like, okay.
We'll edit that part out.
It's really just see Kiara all day.
That's it.
At Artist Alley.
I can handle that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
And no boob or fishing jokes from me, I promise. Oh, unless you like that at cons now.
We're going to edit that part out.
No.
They're great.
It's fine.
I love it.
Diana seems impressed already. Yeah. And,
She can hardly contain her excitement.
Yeah.
I think you guys should go look at some Funko Pops, maybe, like My Little Pony. Yeah?
Well, we will be doing that, actually,
maybe.
For sure.
Yeah, we will.
All right.
There you go.
Well, hopefully we'll have more of a diary today instead of just an intro and an outro as we run into more people we know. Looking to see some of our cosplayer friends today.
Yes.
Speaking of people you know, oh my God.
Hey, come here for
man
a second.
Man of the hour.
Man of the hour. The sweaty guy?
So we have with us right now the one and only sweaty guy.
What Tom Payne put his arm around me. Was,
that's his new name. Sweaty guy and Steve.
Yeah.
No, that guy.
Oh, that guy. Sweaty guy and that guy.
Sweaty guy and that guy from Rat G Radio with us
right now.
Right
and that guy.
I like it.
Love it.
I like it. How's your con experience been so far?
Been pretty good. It's been fun. Met a lot of good people. Seen a lot of people that we've seen everywhere, and that's always good.
I love that.
Yeah,
man. Con. It's like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Well, it's like a family reunion, like, every couple months.
Yeah,
so
that's how we feel. And that was
it's just missing the alcohol. I mean, for some of you.
There's beer, but it's like $10 and your firstborn child, apparently.
I can have that arranged.
Yeah.
All right.
Firstborn?
That's a deal I can make.
Well, do we have a choice on this? On which child?
Right. It depends on which one, you know, like.
No, I like firstborn.
Yeah, I'm actually all right with all three.
Speaking of child, Facebook keeps suggesting that I friend your daughter on Facebook. And I'm like, oh, that's weird.
Because she's popular.
Yeah?
She's popular.
Well, somebody in the family has to be.
And that's my outro.
Thank
you very much.
She just did drop the mic on me. I hope that sweat went all over your hand.
How has your experience been so far?
Not bad. I saw your pictures with the Walking Dead guys, which was awesome.
Yes.
Lou Temple, by far the nicest guy I met yesterday.
Really? Oh, yeah?
Nicest guy.
Right on. Tom Payne was really nice, too.
He was,
yeah. We were just a little bummed out that we couldn't get an interview with him, but...
Some
people have contractual obligations where they can't actually
Joey Warren Adam.
Yeah.
Contractual with Viacom, couldn't do an interview.
Really?
But she was really nice about it. So.
But she's got a new show coming out too, right?
So. She does, yeah. With Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah.
Still the king.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Hootie, Darius Rucker, plays Jesus.
Right on.
Yeah.
I play Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I am Fat Darius.
So what I am cosplaying as today is
Fat Darius Rucker.
Oh, you need the baseball hat then.
Well, no, yeah, he was sweating too much.
Oh,
I'm Fat Darius.
Fat Darius Rucker. All right.
Skinny Darius wears a hat.
So what sort of stuff you guys got planned for today?
Today really want to go meet Chris Claremont. Get some books signed from him. Hopefully get an interview. I think yesterday would have been the day for that though.
Yeah.
He wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah. Is he here tomorrow too?
Yeah. We got an interview with him tomorrow at 11.
Oh, sweet. So that's good.
His lineup's huge right now.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to go over and I'm like, ugh. And then same with Gail Simone. I still haven't gone over to talk to yet. I kind of fangirled yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You walked by and pointed at us. You got to do it. She'll do it and she's really nice.
I know.
Super nice.
She seems so awesome and genuine too.
I got a Red Sonja comic and she signed it.
Nice.
I don't know why I got a kick out of this, but I asked her if she could do a rebirth project. Who would she want to bring back? Oh, that's something I can't talk about right now. Like, something cool is happening.
Oh, I hope it's Catman. You know he's still there.
Well, I remember her telling us once that she's a big fan of the Marvel family, so maybe it's some sort of Shazam reboot.
That would be good, because right now Billy Bastion isn't really like Billy Bastion.
No, he's
the new 52 is kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little bastard kid.
Yeah, right? Like, I kind of want to kick him in the nards.
Yeah.
But that would hurt.
Well, stealing beer in his first appearance.
Yeah. He's
That is not superhero material.
That's not Fawcett City material. And Fawcett City was like Gotham.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was bad. Like, his teachers were mean.
Yeah.
In a weird system. It was the total opposite of the golden era apples and oranges. And
oh, my God.
Happy boy, Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
I had to explain to Sarah why there's a difference between Marvel and DC's Captain Marvels today.
Yes. Yeah.
Captain Marvel from DC doesn't even go by Captain Marvel.
He's Shazam. Yeah.
Which I always called him Shazam, though.
So did we.
Everybody, I think, has always called him that.
I remember the cartoon ages ago when I was a kid.
I don't remember a cartoon.
There was a cartoon, I think.
There was a live action in the early 70s.
That might have been it.
Evan Mary Marvel.
Yeah, because he couldn't come up with an original name for it.
Or no, Isis. It was Isis.
Isis, yeah.
It was Shazam Isis Hour.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
I remember that.
Which we won't see a reboot of. Thanks to terrorism.
Yeah.
No. We got an Isis in 52, though, as I recall.
Yes, we did. I'm actually in the process of reading it right now. But she dies.
You've read it before, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm just rereading it again.
Dude, they killed my favorite character in that book, Question.
But they gave us a new Question.
They did.
I like Renee Montoya.
It's not the same, though. No. She's all right, though.
Yeah, they gave him a nice farewell. And
cancer.
They taught us all not to smoke because, you know, you'll get cancer and die.
Yeah. Even if you're a superhero.
Wow.
Charlie's Victor's ass. But he wasn't really super, though. He had no powers.
No.
He was just a really good detective.
Yeah.
But excited. So, those are the few people we want to meet. We want to obviously go meet Tom Wolpat.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere near Shawn Michaels.
No, I guess not. He's also,
I think it's a little crazy. $100 for an autograph for Shawn Michaels, $100 for a picture, $200 for both.
Ooh. Most expensive guy here, too.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And he's got the largest line.
Yeah. And he'll get it, too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And, well, if you just even look at the size of the line we're talking about, just the money he's generating just from the line that's there right now is absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
And he's only here 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
That's it?
Yeah. 2 hours worth of autographs and 30 minutes worth of photo ops.
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, my God.
So, and you had to buy a ticket to get in line to meet him.
That's insane.
So, but that's how they get them to come here, right?
Hey.
I think they let them set their own prices, really.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
See, I was just happy because I got to meet Carol Spinney yesterday, and photo and autograph, $50 combo.
That's
and you know what? I gladly paid it because when I went up, my daughter and I went to see him, and then Hunter was like, "I'm gonna cry," and I'm like, "Don't cry, don't you cry." We go up to see him. I started crying. Okay, I'm like, "You were my childhood, and I love him."
But was it really Carol Spinney that was your childhood, or was it Big Bird?
Well, you know what? It was
because it could have really been me underneath with my hand up that bird's butt.
Carol Spinney was just—he got to work. Done. Did you what? Really?
You know what's sad? I said something similar. I said something similar about that when we met the "These aren't the droids you're looking for" stormtrooper. Like, yeah. It could have been anyone in that costume,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was here like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And how do I know you're really who you say you are? How do I know you're just not one of Rob's friends?
Yeah.
Hey, Rob. We're short on a couple guests. Can you come pretend you were this guy?
Hey, before you go.
Yes.
How about a shout out to our mutual friend Danielle Roy?
Danielle, hey.
Poor girl. She's got to settle for Philly and Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, that's a pretty rough lift she has
right there.
No, she's doing good representing. I can't wait to see what she brings back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure, and she already scored an interview. She hasn't interviewed him yet, but she has an interview lined up with Michael J. Fox.
I think so.
Or at least a meet and greet.
Yeah, she's got a meet and greet for sure.
Oh, that's cool.
And she's hoping to meet Chris Evans, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if this gets posted before she meets Chris Evans,
some fellow,
please sign my daughter's shield that you borrowed, because she borrowed my daughter's Captain America shield to meet Chris Evans. Please.
Sign it on the inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not on the outside.
No. Like, please sign it.
Still be Captain America.
Because he could be a dick and just sign his name across the whole thing on the front.
Yeah. Although it makes it worth a lot more money.
Maybe.
She could be Captain Chris Evans.
There you go.
Christina Evans.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh, my
blown.
Oh, man. I got to go sit down now. I feel woozy.
I know. Although I don't want to leave this nice fan right here.
Oh, yeah.
So I found the cool spot. I'm like, can we just do all our interviews right here today?
Come to the garage door with the two garbage cans in the cardboard boxes.
I'd go up to Tom Wolpat and say, like, I'd love to do an interview with you. Is that okay? Yes. Okay, we need to go to the other side of the convention center.
Go to where the fan is.
Exactly.
Oh,
it looks cool.
Speaking of Wolpat, you know what was cool about him yesterday? Were you guys, obviously, were here when they had the loudspeaker half interview going with the laughing?
Yeah.
He was standing there making fun of it the whole time.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
And he was laughing about the Steeble, too.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Oh,
wow. Yeah, it was a good guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
He called me darling and sweetheart, so I'm happy.
I won't bet the man.
And then he called me that, too, so.
Which got weird.
No,
it got weird, real quick.
That was a little creepy, actually.
Real quick, when we edit this together, let the folks know where they can go hear your show, where they can get your social media.
Oh, we do that?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody does that. Don't we have a guy?
We have a guy.
Wait a minute.
We have a guy?
No. Oh, you didn't hire the guy?
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, wait. Turn your back so I can see. It's Rat G Radio, a new show. Catch Ryan and Steve Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 103.7, or online at cfbu.ca. Brock University Radio, YouTube at Rat G Radio. Our old buddy there, too, Bon Bunny Hair. You can go see him. And Twitter at Zeus Rat G. We're everywhere.
You are everywhere.
We try.
And it's a fantastic
like the
show.
Shadow.
Well, thank you.
Love your show. Been
thank
on
you.
It three
yes,
times.
Yes, man.
No?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I listen to it when I can and not at stuck at work. But
And if Stephen Amell is listening, I am sorry. I do like you as a person. We got in some trouble yesterday from a fan who listens to our show that hates the fact that we we don't always talk the nicest about the show Arrow.
Oh my.
But we like,
yeah, sorry,
we but, like
that.
But we all love you, Stephen and
we
Mel.
We love you, Stephen.
Absolutely.
Come to St. Catharines, be on all our shows.
Yes.
Yeah, please. Just don't listen to my show.
Don't listen to Ratchy when they pick on your show.
We don't. That's the truth, all right?
Constructive criticism.
That's okay. Right, right.
You're critiquing.
Thank you, thank you. That's
you're
what
critiquing.
I was going to say.
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you around the con, and we still got a couple more days, so I'm sure we'll bump into you.
Oh, exactly.
Times. Always
yes.
A pleasure.
Thank you. You too, man.
Thanks, man.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
Mostly Comics has been serving the Niagara region for over 30 years. The store sells a variety of comics and entertainment-related products, including graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Mostly also purchases rare comics upon appraisal. Visit Kim and the Gang at 413 St. Paul Street in St. Catharines, or check out their website at www.mostlycomics.com.
Well, it's day three of our diary. We're back here at Niagara Falls Comic Con. I'm here with the lovely Sarah once again.
Not so lovely now. 3 days, and welcome to day three. And
running out of love.
We're tired.
Yeah.
Still having fun, but tired.
And joining us for the festivities today, of course, is the lovely agent, Daryl. Vinny's walking by.
Yes, he is.
Against all odds, against a schedule that was stacked against me, against the ogre at the door, I managed to penetrate and get into Comic-Con, yes.
Oh, it sounds like a Dungeons & Dragons quest to get into the con. You had to face the ogre.
Slay the dragon and step bravely into the dungeon.
Now, we've already talked to Chris Claremont. He signed some stuff for us, but we're going to do a full-on interview with him shortly.
Yes,
and
we are.
What a charming an elegant gentleman. He really was.
Yeah.
You know, he's,
and funny.
And coy and funny, and he doesn't give too much away.
No.
He wants to keep you guessing.
Not just funny, but witty.
He's got a storyteller,
quick
right?
Wit, so, and I love it. Well, yeah. And that's awesome.
Right now, we're actually in line to talk to Jeff Fisherwood, who's worked on Suicide Squad and Doctor Strange. And
has just completed
Conan.
Absolutely beautiful print. There will be a picture on the posting.
Yeah, we'll have that up on the website and whatnot.
His own villain creation, Trump, from the 80s, versus a character that he did a very well-known run on in the 90s, Doctor Strange. So true magic versus stage magic.
And we'll be hopefully seeing the rest of the con later on after the interviews.
Yeah.
I haven't seen half of it yet.
The vendor section was just too insane yesterday. We attempted it and just claustrophobic.
Yes. I had to leave the con floor for a bit.
But we'll be chatting with Alfonso and Vinny later, and hopefully the guys from Archie Comics. And, and Daryl and I are going to try and get Tia Carrere.
And maybe Spenny.
And
Spenny. We'll try for Spenny.
Because Kenny didn't show, I hear.
Yeah.
Kenny was a no-show.
Would you guys have questions for Spenny?
Not really, but...
Why do you put up with Kenny?
All right, bye.
Good question. Thank you very
Thanks
much.
Thanks for being
bye.
See you later, Spenny. All right. Well, Fleming got to interview Spenny.
Yeah, right on.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
All right. Well, we're going to go back and...
We didn't do an end of day two yesterday.
Oh, we did not. So maybe we'll just combine all the segments into one show.
We're just going to do one big show now.
All right. Come
on. All right. Well, we'll be back shortly. And we're going to get on with our interviewing and pictures. And
yeah.
We'll see you shortly.
Bye.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
Well, hey, it's Jay, Stu, and Sarah again. So we've come to the end of our weekend at Niagara Falls Comic Con. And got to admit, I really slacked with this diary. Like, I think we had an intro and an outro the first day.
And then some sort of intro the second day.
And then intro and outro the last day. And I had planned to, like, walk around and run into people we know and like, interject in between intros and outros, but...
And we did run into people we know, but we didn't record any of it.
Yeah, I got lazy. But figured we should sum up the weekend and thank some people. And how was it being part of Team We Got the Geek with a media pass at Niagara Falls this year?
Was awesome. I always didn't mind buying my passes for Comic-Con, But it was kind of nice being able to walk into through the one door for media and vendors and stuff and just flash a pass and get through.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That was very sweet. I liked it.
You know, if for some reason they get to hear this someday, I just want to say thank you to Tom Wopat and Gail Simone and Chris Claremont for granting us those interviews.
Yeah, very awesome. Thank you so much.
And then all our other friends that did the interviews as well, Dustin Crocker and Alfonso and John Balmer and Leslie and the Doctor Who Society.
You guys rock.
They do. And the Rogue and Lady J Cosplay and the Joker. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone.
If we have, we are very, very sorry. But oh, there were man. A lot of you.
Yeah, and as always, it was great seeing all our buddies, Ryan Fleming and Steve, walking around. Got to talk to them.
Ratchy Radio for the win.
And Candy and Jody.
Awesome as always.
Kiara.
Again, awesome as always.
Mentioned Alfonso again on the great panel he actually hosted.
It was a good panel. A lot of people.
Did a fantastic job. Who else? We see Lauren and Tim.
Yes. Paper Bag Princess and the Prince.
Yeah. We saw Lara for a little bit. She gave me a lovely Ghostbusters magnet.
Yay.
Daryl was with us for a little bit, so thank you for that.
And your new friend, Gordo Giza.
Gordo Giza. Oh, yeah. Thank you for the interview, Gordo.
Yes, that was awesome.
And thank you to Hunter, Jay Hunter, for coming on and doing the interview with Claremont with me. That was great seeing him again after all this time. Too many people to mention. Do you have a highlight of the weekend?
No, it was all a highlight. I can't pick one particular moment.
Oh, I thought you were going to pick Wopat calling you darling.
Okay, that was a good highlight. No, he called me darling and sweetheart.
That's right.
So thank you very much, Mr. Wopat. I appreciate it, and it was very nice.
That was a highlight. Also, Joey Lauren Adams being so nice to us and saying she wanted to listen to the podcast.
She was a sweetheart. I really enjoyed talking to her.
She was
nice.
She was very, very cool.
Yes, she was.
Any favorite cosplayers this weekend?
I saw way too many. The cosplayer that was dressed as Osgood from Doctor Who was spot on, and it was a great cosplay. I took a picture of her, and she was just fantastic. And just so many great cosplayers, and so much work and dedication put into their costumes.
Yeah. But it was a memorable weekend, and I really have nothing left to say. But again, thank you to everybody, and thank you to Niagara Falls Comic Con for having us as media this year for all 3 days.
Thank you.
And we hope to be back next year.
Yes.
And thanks again for everybody for your time. And I don't know, as Danielle would say, the future is what you make it, or something from Back to the Future?
Something like that.
I'm sorry if I messed it up, Danielle.
Or where we're going, we don't need roads?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
That's probably not it.
It was close.
Very.
I was in the right movie.
Yes. You were. Great Scott.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay.
Oh, thank you to Jeff for pushing me into interviewing Tom Wopat.
Jeff, you're awesome, and I will give your push to interview Tom Wopat 10 Scooby snacks out of 10.
Yes, and hi.
Just for you, Jeff.
And hi, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
All right, well, thanks again. This is Jay, Stu, and Sarah signing off, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Peace.
Thanks for listening, folks. If you want to hear more, please check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.